Good Tuesday. Today is November the 25th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the cattle industry making agricultural headlines as we see changes and an increase in steer carcass weights now hitting an all-time high. We're going to take a look at what that means not only for consumers, but also producers in the beef industry. All that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Well, the beef industry is making agricultural news as steer carcass weights have hit a new all-time high. Now, with the government back online, the weekly actual slaughter under federal inspection data was released and shared, and there are some numbers that may be of concern. For the week ending November 1st, now the report runs 2 weeks behind schedule, the dressed steers averaged 983 pounds. That's a new all-time high for the industry, surpassed the weights in 2020 during the COVID shutdown. To put this new milestone into perspective, for the same week a year ago, the steers averaged 958 pounds. That's 25 pounds less than they are today. And compared to 2 years ago, they were averaging 927 pounds, that 56 pounds less. Compared to 2020, when fed cattle supplies were backed up because of COVID and packing plant shutdowns, those fed steers were averaging 924 pounds, again, 59 pounds less than they are today. So it's an interesting conundrum we find ourselves in with the public outcry about the high beef prices, and yet farmers, for a first time in a long time, making a profit. Now, the industry has been completely fixated on chasing carcass traits and the genetics, and we're now seeing those genetics come to fruition at a time when corn prices are cheap. The tricky part is this only incentivizes feedlots to feed cattle for even longer periods of time, and although the U.S. sits with an all-time low beef cow herd, the market is desperately short of its lean trimmings for hamburger purposes, not the prime quality steaks that these cattle are yielding. So the problem is not necessarily a matter of what's going on today, but really the issue is going to cost producers later down the road, as feedlots will not need as many cattle in the future because they can increase tonnage on a per head basis that would allow them to procure fewer numbers overall. So the challenge moving forward will be real. You can just about see the writing on the wall. Cheap corn, increased tonnage on a per head basis, reduced turnover by feeding cattle longer. All that will allow corporate feedlots to buy fewer feeder cattle and still have plenty of fats to market to the packers. Now, ultimately, this can go one of two directions. Either producers don't build back as aggressively because there isn't a need for as many cows, or producers don't recognize the cost and risk of what's going on with these carcass weights and build back numbers close to previously seen, and the industry becomes overrun with supply and prices drop catastrophically. Now, it is important to remember that while fed steers are reaching dressed carcass weights of 983 pounds, heifers out of the same genetics are being kept back for replacement females. What effect do you think these genetics are going to have on ranchers who keep those types of females around? They are probably going to be very expensive to feed and maintain. Now, there's no doubt we need cattle that yield grade and produce high-quality meat, but the industry can't necessarily continue to push that growth envelope and not expect problems along the way. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, USDA's latest cattle on feed report was issued back on Friday. USDA's Rod Bain has this analysis.
The findings of Friday's USDA cattle on feed report, the first issued since September, reveals
there are 11.7 million head of cattle in feedlots with a capacity of greater than 1,000 head. That's about 2% lower than a year ago.
Agriculture Department livestock analyst Michael McConnell says other details from October include
we saw 2.04 million head of cattle placed into those feedlots. That's about 10% lower than a year ago. And cattle that were marketed came in at about 1.7 million head, which is about 8% lower than a year ago.
The takeaways of the report, according to McConnell,
placements continue to be down sharply from a year ago. That's really just representative of really tight feeder cattle supplies. Some of that is due to the fact that we have sharply lower imports, largely due to the fact that we have bans and restrictions on cattle coming from Mexico, in addition to which we have tight domestic feeder cattle supplies due to where we are on the cattle cycle. And as a result, we're also seeing the rate of marketings reduced from last year.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.